Oh, hey, fatty. Oh, are you okay? Is that what sound you make when you're leaving the cruise of a lifetime?
Oh, speaking of, before we go any further,
I don't know.
Digger posted on the Twitter, cruise coming to an end. And then on the Twitter, I put up one of those little picture movie things.
Giphy,
And it was the Titanic going down.
And you know what? I bet it sank quickly with that weight on it.
Well, can you imagine how much buoyancy there was? Well, it's just let's get back to
Are you okay over there?
Yes, March is going out on Thursday, and it came in like a lamb,
So
not the
it's
little lamb,
no, she if it had come in like the little lamb, it would have been a little more.
Oh yes,
So it's going to go
and
out with like a lion. Is that what you're saying?
I you know my it's no, that's not my cheating heart, not my lion heart. Never mind.
Okay, that I think we should have stuck with the Titanic.
Not unlike the end of Vera's and Digger's cruise, this opening is coming to an end in much the same way.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and
your
this
host,
is your
Mr.
show.
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
And
no.
I put little booties on the cats so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping. And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 28th of March. Oh my God, it is the end. 2022 in the I can't even year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your bone weary host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, Veder.
Even when I'm exhausted, he can't get it right. Vader, Larry H. Bader, and with me is the fat one himself, the one who is wearing his long sleeves today. It's Big Fatty.
And well, I have on my shorts too, but I had to turn the heat on because I'm just cold.
It's
Oh,
73
excuse
degrees outside, I believe,
me.
right now.
It doesn't matter. I'm cold. When you get old, you can't spell cold without old.
Well, that's true. That's true. Y'all, I'm sure my father, the father hat, has a fire going in the fireplace today. 'Cause it was just
Well,
it was
probably so.
I will say it was barely morning when I got out of bed, but when I did, it was a little chilly this morning, as
It
we
was
record this.
45 this
Well, it
morning.
wasn't when I got out of bed, let's put it that
Well,
way.
no.
But I was y'all, it was a busy, busy week at the coal mine.
Busy, busy, busy.
And it was exhausting. And so y'all, I got home on
Well,
Friday night at
before you go any further,
okay.
I hope that the horror of old coal miner week did not repeat itself with the tong incident.
Y'all, there was a tong incident, but
Oh my God. There's the title right there.
the tong incident. Y'all,
The tongue.
got home
Sounds
Friday
like a
night
bestseller.
and I was exhausted. I was on my feet all day, and I had on like Chelsea boots is what the boots the shoes I was wearing with my pants.
Oh yeah.
And
And
I did not drink enough water at all. I was dehydrated, and y'all every muscle in my leg,
swollen feet,
and the cramping legs. Oh. And so, but Saturday was better. It just was very long, y'all. I got home Saturday. I got home about 4:35 p.m. in the evening. I'm not sure. And sat down on the sofa, did a few things, sat down on the sofa, watched some TV, and I was like, you know, I think I'm going to have to lay down for a minute and just take a little power nap. And y'all,
now, before you did the power nap, mm-hmm. was there any pumping?
No. And y'all, laid down about 6:30, woke up about 9:30.
Is this PM in the evening?
PM in the evening, and said, oh gosh, I've ruined my night. I'm not going
to
fall asleep.
Well, you're not going to, you know, if my opinion, you weren't going to be able to go back to sleep.
No. And I went downstairs, had a sandwich just to eat something semi-healthy.
Now, just out of curiosity, what mm-hmm. kind of sandwich was it?
It was a grilled chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I ate. I didn't eat any sides or anything. And y'all, I was like, you know what? I ate that and watched some YouTube for about an hour. And I was like, I better go. It's about 11:30, 10:30, 11:30, 11, something. I don't know. Better go upstairs. I'm just drowsy. So
go upstairs and verify that you were not going to be able to go back to sleep.
Right. And so I did the flossing and the brushing and the washing and whatnot. Got in the bed and slept until 9:30 this morning. So, you know, apparently I was bone weary. And I honestly would have slept a lot later. But someone who is a little monster that lives in this house was having none of it.
None of it.
She likes a good schedule, and me sleeping in, not part of that schedule. So,
right now, has Miss Rose adjusted to the time change?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to really matter. She still screams about 4:35 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. I can't make her understand that we don't eat breakfast before the sun comes up. But anyway, y'all, she did just a little bit of the breaking news. Y'all went back to the vet this week, another $90, and got her a second urine test, and she is healthy and doesn't have to go back for 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, until she does.
Right. Y'all, they said she was talking to them a lot, you know, because she spent the day there. It was a spa day.
Oh, well, and, spa day, yeah.
She was talking to them a lot, so the vet tech that I work with got her out of her cage while she was going to have a little snack. And she was like, I thought I'd put her in my lap and just, you know, give her belly rubs and whatnot.
No, ma'am.
Y'all, apparently, Miss Rose jumped up on the table, knocked everything off, and laid down and started screaming at her. And I said, welcome to my life. Yeah. Like,
right.
That's Tuesday at my house. So anyway. So I didn't make it. She's sitting here staring at me because she's ready for dinner as we record this.
Mm.
But you know how it is. You gotta wait until the time is right because
you gotta wait, right?
Otherwise, she'll be hungry at 4 a.m. So,
anyway, she's gonna be hungry at 4 a.m. whether you feed her now or later.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. But anyway, yeah. So things are good. But Big Fatty, we have some more breaking news.
Oh, Lord.
Breaking news. The new
forest green.
It's alpine green.
Alpine green.
The new iPhone 13 Pro. Y'all, there was some drama with it. It's been located. Y'all, it was at the coal mine post office the whole time. They had just lost it.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all, it got it all set up and it's fine. Perfectly fine.
Now, the Alpine Green, that reminds me of one of my favorite commercials, you know, the Velements.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you have that sound effect.
I believe I don't. And so
let me send that over to you.
But yeah, y'all, everyone kept going on and on about the camera. And I'm going to say the camera is fantastic. It is mind-blowingly fantastic compared to my XS Max. I will say, however, the battery, not so much. I heard it has a lot better battery life, or it should, but I think because I had the giant XS Max with a much lower power chip, it actually the battery life isn't as good on the 13 Pro as it was on the 10S Max. So, I mean, it's fine. I never had a battery issue before, but it certainly. I mean, it was getting to the point where I was starting to have a little bit. But yeah, by lunchtime it's at 80%, and I don't use it all morning because I'm at my desk at the coal mine, and I charge it in the afternoon, and at bedtime it's at about 60%, and I charge it. So anyway, it is what it is, and it's fine, and again, the camera's a lot better, but otherwise, yeah, it weighs exactly the same, and it's exactly the same dimensions. And so, great, but it feels bigger because it's got the squared sides.
Right.
My other one had, the 10S Max had the curved sides. And so, honestly, it feels bigger. So
now, green, alpine green.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If I've learned one thing about Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Okay, still fucking it up.
sorry, I was working on the other thing you sent.
You don't care for green.
No, I don't care for Kelly green, or as you call it, crema green.
Crema green.
Okay. I cannot stand that version of green. And in my little projects, I do not use it. I do not. There is no green to be found. When the press, she does not have a run on green that day, even though green's not a color that it puts out. But it's not one of the colors. I do not like that ugly green.
You know, Mrs. Lauren, she's in the biz. She knows.
Right. Well, for those of you who don't know, CMYK, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. So there's no green,
And black is the K.
Right.
But alpine green. Mm-hmm. It's it takes my breath away.
I just put the case back on it. I even got the green cover for it. Y'all, if you have a 13 Pro, not a 13 Pro, well, a 13 Pro Max too, go to Target. Y'all, they had all the good cases on sale for dirt cheap. But you think alpine green takes your breath away?
Oh yeah, it's kind of like
if you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Velamints. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velamints took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velamints.
Try sugar-free Velamints. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing...
Here's the real question. Do you like Velamints?
Well, they don't make them anymore, I don't think.
Okay. Well, you're wrong. They do. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes to the Velamints, everyone. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to buy those on Amazon and send them to Big Fatty.
Oh,
so they're coming in packs of six. Each pack has 28 mints in it.
Now, what are the flavors that are offered? Because I remember a chocolate Velamints, if I remember correctly.
I actually remember the chocolate Velamint as well. So they have fresh peppermint.
Mm.
They have spearmint.
Mm, I love
triple layers worth of spearmint. And then they have...
Don't cry over spilled mint.
Right. And then they have Velamint Expressions.
Oh.
Which is like fruit flavor.
Oh.
Yeah. And white peppermint. Yeah,
no chocolate.
That's about it. I don't see any chocolate. Maybe they just stopped making the chocolate. So yeah, okay. I'm gonna put the link to them, so just y'all blow him up, make it another incident with the
like Melba Toast. Melba Toast. By the way, I'm out of the Melba Toast.
You know, every time I go to the Bonds East and see Melba Toast, I just think about you not being able to find Melba Toast.
Well, I couldn't.
They're in the international food section for some reason.
Who would have thought that Melba Toast was in the international section?
The person who stocks the Von's East.
By the way, I'll just let you and the listeners know that today, Monday the 28th of March, is National Anything on a Stick Day.
Oh, now will you be having some rotisserie chicken on a stick or some, what is that? Do they sell at the fair? What is that? Is it teriyaki chicken?
Corn dog.
Or corn dog. Or maybe some a fried Oreo on a stick.
Oh, or you could go to the Orange Julius and get the cheese on a stick.
I did not know that. I've never been to the Orange Julius.
You haven't missed anything.
Well, that's why I always just avoided it when it was in the mall.
Mall earlier today.
I know. Now, it's no secret that I am not a fan of Big Fatty's Optometrist, but had a bad experience there. Bad experience. Mm-hmm. But did he take your driver's license?
No.
Well, I know. Did he tell you?
Shut up.
She's like, she's like, never mind. Did he tell you need the trifocals?
I already have the trifocals.
Ah, so what did he tell you?
Well, my I had told him that my up close vision I'm having trouble with the up close vision, and it's because my up close vision has improved.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
So I've ordered new glasses.
Mm.
They have a hint of green in them.
Oh, is it Alpine green?
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Okay.
It's not chroma green.
Thank God. Oh, although whatever, they're your glasses, I don't care. But
Right.
Yeah.
But these that I have now have a hint of bluish gray to them.
Right. Right.
Okay. They're the Ray-Bans. Big Fatty is a big fan of the Ray-Bans.
The Ray-Bans. Uh-huh.
Ray-Bans. Mm-hmm. And I saw these sitting there in the little trough. And I said,
you TT'd on them.
I kind of like that.
Okay. Well.
So I walked around the store, but that's the one I came back to.
Uh-huh. Well, buying glasses, it's a big decision if you spend the amount of money on them that you do.
Yes.
I just spend $39 on a pair and call it a day. So,
I need to start doing that.
Right. And that way, if you break them, you only spent $39 on them. But
But I've got the insurance.
Well, the insurance will spend to pay for $39 as well. So, right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds like a very exciting.
But
Sunday.
I did get to see the X-rays or whatever they do to see what the inside of your eye looks like.
Uh huh.
And I do not have a detached rectum.
Okay. Well, luckily your optometrist isn't qualified to tell you if you do. So, and you can still see. So therefore. I still believe you don't, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, my rectum isn't detached, but it's very gassy.
Shocking. You know what else is gassy?
What?
Daniel Brewer's birthday.
Mm. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day in history, and I tell him if they're dead or alive, but the hard part, who they were, why we'd know them.
Why we'd know them. Okay, the first one is Stefani Germanotta.
Stefani Germanotta is dead. This is an easy one. Thank you. You would know him because he was the founder or the inventor or the craftsman behind BMW.
Stefani... Mm-hmm. So very, very close.
Was he co-founder?
Stefani, Stefani Germanotta is alive, and and you would better know her as Lady Gaga.
You said that name wrong. Okay, next.
What is it?
Well, it's that's not it. Okay, what's next?
Well, that's how I say it. all right, hang on a second.
Moving forward.
August Gussie Bush Jr.
Oh, Gussie. He is dead.
Uh-huh, and we would know him from?
He is the father of George H.W. Bush and the grandfather of George W.
Oh, well, yeah. you not even close, but he is dead.
Oh.
Gussie is, or was, I should say, an American brewing magnate and an American baseball executive born in St. Louis. You may know him from his horses or something like that. So, oh, how about that, huh?
Did he have a friend named Anheuser?
Yeah, her name was Ann, and she was of the northern St. Louis Heisers.
Ah.
Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins. Marlon Perkins is dead. Uh-huh.
And we would know him from?
He wrote children's books.
Yes,
as well as had a daytime TV show in the 80s.
Uh-huh. What was the name of it?
Marlon.
Marlon, okay. Marlon Perkins is indeed dead, but he's best known as the host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. While Jim is out wrestling the alligator in heat, I'll be here in the tent enjoying a lovely pitcher of margaritas. So, anyway, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom used to come on right before The Wonderful World of Disney.
I know. I always hated it. I was ready for it to go away so we could watch the good stuff.
Right. Yeah. Have we got time for one more?
We can squeeze one more in.
Squeeze it in like you trying to put on your underpants.
Mm.
Ken Howard.
Ken Howard. He is alive.
Uh-huh, and we would know him from?
He played one of the sports. I think it was basketball, but he's now you would know him because he's one of the announcers who does the TV broadcast. Ken Howard.
Right. And what was it he announced?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you never know. Ken Howard.
I mean, I do know.
Dead as a Triscuit.
Oh.
And he played the lead on The White Shadow, which was a basketball show.
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, racist.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
So how about that?
How about that? I mean, I think I did great today.
Oh, man, you do as well. You know, if old Crooked Hat were to play Dead or Alive,
mm-hmm.
which he never will, because,
right.
you know, he doesn't listen, you would probably do just as well as he does.
Well, that's because he's cool like me. Speaking, y'all, we were speaking of the mix earlier.
We were?
Y'all, I saw that Daniel, well, we were speaking of Daniel Bieber, and we saw, mentioned it's his birthday coming up. We don't do birthdays on this show. You got to listen to the BFO to get your birthdays. But y'all, I saw that he was, he had done the new Cirque du Soleil show at Disney Springs, and it's called like Drawn to Life, I think is that one. And it's my friend Big. I think it's Drawn to Life. Yes.
Right. D-R-A-W-N. It sounded like you said drone.
Oh, no. Drawn. I can't say the word. I am exhausted.
Just out of curiosity, how do you say jarred spaghetti sauce? Do you say Jared?
Jarred? No, I say jarred spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
Right. Well, anyway. Yeah, I was good. My friend Big Ed and I are planning our G'day's trip. And
Oh, yeah.
And we y'all, it's going to be sparse as far as the events at the G'day's this year. Mostly just the pool parties. And we both agree we wouldn't mind going to one of those. Maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but probably the afternoon ones, not the evening ones. We're not late night people.
Right.
Y'all, they go until 5 a.m. And we are
is
not the
5
nip.
5 a.m. in the morning?
It is. We are not the nip. We don't like doing that. So we But we were like, we're going to have to like come up with some clever things to do. And a few of our friends are going, but not that many. And right. I said, you know, Ed, there's a new Cirque du Soleil show at Disney Springs. And he was like, oh, I love Cirque du Soleil. I've seen blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah in Vegas. And I said, well, I'll look at getting us tickets to that one mm-hmm. night. I'm sure there's plenty available. And I said, you know, Big Friday and Larry Klein and I and Buff saw the La Nuba at the Disney Springs. And it
was that the night that they filmed it?
It was. If you ever, it used to be on Netflix, but if you, I don't have Netflix anymore, so I don't know if it is, but if you find La Nuba, LANOUBA, you'll see us. You'll see our melons when they cut to the audience. Anyway, I was like, you know, it was really good. And I've seen O, I think is the one I saw in Las Vegas. And I was like, they're good. And they're nice for an evening. Y'all. Big Fatty, how much do you think a ticket cost in the same seat we were in for La
Nuba? So that was fairly close to the
inner
bowl.
Circle. Yeah, in the center.
Inner circle. Mm-hmm. Right.
In the center. Yeah.
In the center. I would say how many years ago was that? That had to have been 20 years ago.
No, it's maybe 15 years ago, but closer to 20, probably 18. We paid $50 for those tickets.
Oh, we did?
We did. Mm-hmm. I still have all that stuff, but yeah.
I would guess that they're well over $100 by now. 175.
You're really close. You're really close. $185 is the starting.
Oh, okay.
$185. Y'all, they were advertising $85. Those are the seats at the top on the far side, at one far end, where you know you damn well can't see anything.
Is that as obstructed view?
It's not listed as obstructed view. It's just bad. Okay. And so
it's obstructed by you can't see anything.
Correct. Correct. And so I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I do mind paying $185 plus tax.
Right.
To see that show. Not really. And, you know, I'm sure it's good. All their shows are good. But y'all, things have gotten expensive. Ooh, so I can't afford that.
That sounds just like an old person.
Well, y'all. We were sampling Bloody Mary mix yesterday. My coworker, the new skull, had never had a Bloody Mary. So
what?
Larry Cly made her one with the Zing Zang, and she basically spit it out. And I was like, yeah, I don't like Zing Zang either. But
we had to
run to the Von's East because we ran out of Bloody Mary mix because we ran out of everything this weekend. And I picked up Charleston Bloody Mary mix, which is much superior to the Zing Zang, and it's organic. Y'all, I thought she was going to drink the bottle of it, but y'all, she got so worked up over the soda. And I was like, hey, new skull, it's got a lot of sodium in it. Y'all, when she saw the label, I thought she was going to flip out. But highly recommend the Charleston Bloody Mary mix if you can pick it up where you are. It's made by someone I went to college with. So
really?
And a gay homosexual. Yeah.
Oh, you went to college with a gay homosexual?
Yeah, and you did too. But not the same one. it's a local company, and y'all, they give back to the community. They're a good business, so highly recommend it. But everyone went crazy over it, except for the person who wanted Zing Zang.
Could you put a link to that in the show notes
with the Velements link? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. You are going to get so many Velements.
I might even get a bottle of Charleston Bloody Mary mix.
Well, you can buy that at the Von's East, so you have no reason not to.
Yeah, but that would require me buying it.
Ah, it is a little expensive, but yeah. Lord.
Does it go well with Melba toast?
Well, you're going to need a Velement after it. So,
this is all falling right into place then.
Right. And you know, they have the bold and spicy version, and they have the veggie lovers version.
And I wouldn't want that.
You would really like the veggie lovers version.
What?
It's still spicy, but it's just got
ooh. Oh,
it's got a lot more.
Do they have beets in it?
I don't think
so. Is it more like a V8?
It kind of. Kind of, but it's not sweet. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Well, Speaking of things that are not sweet, it probably was bittersweet when the cruise of a lifetime came to an end, and it just kind of sunk into the well, it probably sunk when.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of sweet, does no, never mind. I'm playing an opposite day.
Can we just? I know. Can we just play the bagpipes?
Oh.